You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm Terry Fontenot, general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, and this is the NFL Report.
Oh, Terry Fontenot told us, Steve, on this very show that he was going to be aggressive going after the quarterback position, and oh, was he ever.
Let him cook. The big fish,
Kirk Cousins. Welcome back into the NFL Report. James Palmer, Steve Weich with you. We have a monster show. The Condor, Max Crosby, star for the Vegas Raiders. I almost said Oakland Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders is going to join the show. Baldy returns from his quest around the world as Baldy's favorite films returns. We will also have Nikki Javala from the Washington Post, who covers the Commanders better than anyone. We'll also have Mike Garofolo, the NFL Report's NFL insider, on what's going on with the linebacker and safety markets. But Steve, we saw Terry Fontenot there. Who won free agency, or I guess I should say, who made their team better?
Yeah, we're not gonna judge who won free agency, but Terry's cooking. He gets Kirk Cousins. I think that's good enough to go to take a team from 7-10 to 10-7 at the least. They get Darnell Mooney. They trade Desmond Ridder for Rondale Moore, a potential explosive player. Right now, I'm going to say Atlanta, JP.
All right, I'll go with the Houston Texans, getting Danielle Hunter to rush opposite of Rookie of the Year Will Anderson Jr. Could that be the best edge duo in football? There's a chance there. And then the middle-of-the-road pieces they did, Steve, just getting some other guys on two, maybe a couple on three-year deals to provide some depth on that defensive side of the ball. Joe Mixon, I think they made themselves
a
team that is now in that group chasing down the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
Yeah, JP, okay. We started things off talking about the teams, right, that we thought did something. But let's look at position groups, JP, because when I look at the start of free agency, you're like, okay, Kirk Cousins is going to go, you know, Hunter's going to go. No, it was Mac Jones. These were guys like, you know, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. The backup quarterback market, and the fact that so many teams, at least half the teams in the NFL, went and got themselves backup quarterbacks after seeing last year 66 different starters and 77 in total quarterbacks have to play because of injuries, poor play, things like that. So the premium, and we have talked about this on the show, the premium of having a solid backup quarterback or a bridge quarterback clearly was the huge thing with the evaluators this year, especially knowing that they might not be able to get into the top three, get one of those elite group of quarterbacks. But JP, look at this. This is out of the gate. I mentioned Marcus Mariota, Jacoby Brissett, Drew Lock, Gardner Minshew, Sam Darnold, even Russell Wilson and Mitch Trubisky. I mean, I'm saying that in the same sentence. Russell Wilson and Mitch Trubisky being among that group.
That?
So again, I enjoy the teams paying attention to it with the trend we've seen over the past few years with injuries to starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, and you might need more than two, considering the Cardinals and the Rams each played four quarterbacks this past season, Steve. You might have to go deeper than just your backup quarterback. I'm going to look at the big boys that stand in front of the quarterback, Steve, and how about the guard market? that on during the early portion of free agency. I'm going to look at this here. Look, Robert Hunt with the Panthers gets 5 years, $100 million. Damian Lewis with the Panthers, 4 years, $53. Landon Dickerson, 4 years, $84 to re-sign with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Rams add a pair of guards as well in Kevin Dotson and Jonah Jackson for about $50 million apiece. This is an interesting trend here, Steve, and I think it's for a couple of reasons. The main one being, and I've talked to some guards and centers about this over the course of the last season, which is there are defensive tackles that are getting more and more athletic. There are no longer just freaks playing on the outside of the defensive lines. We are seeing more and more freak athletes on the interior, and we're seeing edge players coming and sneaking over top of the center, yes, guys like Micah Parsons and other type of talented players that are looking to attack the weakness of the interior. And we know this was always what Tom Brady used to always talk about. You can go around the outside, I'll step up and still make plays, but if the pocket is collapsing from the interior, you have problems. I love what the Panthers did to try to protect Bryce Young in year two, but the main trend we're seeing here is because the talent on the other side of the ball is getting so good, you now, to counter that, have to make sure you have really good guard play, Steve. And the other part of it is there's not enough of them. That's the other problem. And these guys that can do it got paid.
James, the money is supply and demand driven when it comes to free agency, and that's what you said. There's not enough of the stud guards, but I like what you said about the athleticism, because you think about it, the majority of defenses now, a lot of them have a small, athletic, hybrid safety, will linebacker type, where you've got to get out in the open space to get to them, or you've got to do things in blitz packages. So that's part of it as well. But also, remember Sean Payton used to always have his Saints teams incredibly talented from guard to guard. Guard, center, guard is where they put their money. Because a lot of these quarterbacks now are not your standard 6'4 guys who can see over them. They've got these shorter guards.
Yep.
So you've got to really measure the height and do things to keep them clean in the pocket that can evade the guys coming from the outside. But that's part of it as well. I saw your finger. You got something to say, JP?
A quick note. What team has been more successful than anybody over the last couple of seasons? I'd say the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
What team has a dominant center and two dominant guards in the middle of their offensive line with Joe Tooney, Creed Humphrey playing that center spot, and Trey Smith on the other side? That is a dynamic group of three in the middle for Patrick Mahomes, Steve, that I think has allowed them to go out and just make different decisions at the tackle positions. That allows him to know that in the interior, Patrick Mahomes is going to be protected, and he has the ability to move if guys get to him from the outside. Speaking of guys from the outside, Steve Weich, we have arguably the best in the game in Max Crosby, the Condor, coming up on the show next. He's going to join us, and Baldy's going to join as well, because those have a relationship unlike any other two maybe around. The Condor joins the NFL Report next.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. It's time for the lead block presented by T-Mobile for Business. A sport as fast as football deserves America's fastest 5G network. Businesses go further with T-Mobile for Business. Welcome back to the NFL Report. Steve Weiss, James Palmer, JP. We are joined by two superstars right now as Brian Baldinger's in the house, as is his dude, the man he brought the moniker to, the Condor, Las Vegas Raiders quarterback hunter, Max Crosby. Max, thanks so much for joining us. Baldy, thanks for having us in the house. Okay, Max, let's get this started. We're gonna get the free agency. The Raiders were active out of the gate. They got you a wingman. They got the Condor, a legit wingman here, and Christian Wilkins. Just want to get your thoughts about adding one of the best DTs in the game.
Yeah, super excited about it. Obviously, Christian, a hell of a player. I've known him all the way from back in college. After my redshirt sophomore year, we went to a touchdown club in Columbus. We ended up being together and spending some time together with our girls and spending a night together. It was a great time, and we got to, you know, get to know each other a little bit better. And then obviously seeing what he's done in his career, we went to the combine together. Obviously Cleveland Farrell, really good friend of mine, literally a brother to me. He was teammates with him. So we've known each other for a good amount of time now. And, you know, we've had some great conversations, and, you know, obviously we end up pulling the trigger and bring him here to Las Vegas. So it's super exciting, man. He's a hell of a player. He brings all the energy in the world, and those are the type of people I'm trying to be around. And I'm so excited for him. He earned that contract. And, you know, a guy like Malcolm Kuntz as well, who came on, you know, super, super heavy towards the end of the year. You know, we're just bringing more guys along. Tyree Wilson's, the Janaris Robinson's. You know, we got more and more guys coming in, and we're going to go on waves and really have some fun this year. I can't wait.
All right, Max, I'm not going to get entirely away from your running mate and Christian Wilkins, but you added another guy in free agency. LC, roll the tape real quick.
Hey, let's go. We're good. We're good.
One anyway. Huh?
Dude, Max Crosby is so damn angry. Bro,
the thing is, like, he's not really that angry.
I know, right? He just calls, he keeps calling everybody little ass boy. Hey, little ass boy.
Right.
I'm like, I'm little out here, but not always, you know?
Yeah, sure enough, some. He's a big ass boy is what he is. Yeah, dang. But nah, man, it's awesome. You know, those are guys, you know, not as much fun to play against, but if they're on your team, absolutely love it, man. Excited to be with him, Christian, some of the best, you know, talkers I've been around in the NFL. To have him on our side, to practice against him every day, it's just going to make me better. I'm super excited about it.
Max, we got to ask you, what was your initial reaction when Gardner Minshew was going to become your new teammate? Do you call him? Do you reach out to him and talk about what happened? And also, he mentioned Christian also. And the two of you have a skill that apparently not a lot of people possess. Who is the better trash talker between you and your new running mate?
To answer that question, you know, I'm humbly say myself, I feel like I'm an elite trash talker. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, when I first found out, I just started laughing. I'm like, wow, you know, it's you never expect that to happen. But, you know, for me, I think it's hilarious. You know, Gardner is a hell of a player. And just seeing what he did last year, taking the Colts, you know, where basically everybody wrote them off and winning a lot of football games and giving them a chance to, you know, make the playoffs was super impressive to me. And everywhere he's gone, you know, he was one of the first quarterbacks, you know, I sacked when he was in Jacksonville. So I know him very well, and I definitely plan on having a lot of fun in practice and talking mess and going back and forth. But a dude I got a ton of respect for, he's going to come in and he's going to compete. So that's all you can ask for at the end of the day. And a guy like him, he's going to bring great energy to the locker room. And today I got to be with him and Christian as well. I was, you know, in there working out this morning, and, you know, got to spend some time with them. So I know they're fired up, and we're definitely ready to go.
Max, you're proud to be literally first in line to be the all energy team. I mean, that's how you pride yourself in being first team all energy. But so does Christian Wilkins. I've seen plenty of Dolphin practices. I don't care if it's during the season or OTAs. He's the first guy in line, Max. He's the first guy on the field. If you're hitting sleds, he's the first one on the sled. I want to know, Max, who's going to be first in line? Are you still going to hold that moniker? Is Wilkins going to beat you to the sled? Who's going to set the tempo and practice every day? Or is it you guys in stereo doing it together?
Yeah, you know, I love a healthy competition. So he's going to have to work real hard to try to beat me into the front of the line. So I love it. I mean, anybody that tries to step up to the plate and try to, you know, out energy me, I respect it. You know, we'll see what happens. But I know Christian, he's got a ton of energy. He loves football, and the way he carries himself is the way you're supposed to carry yourself. This game is meant to be fun. And at the end of the day, it's not fun when you're not winning. So we plan on winning a lot of football games together. I can't wait to have him out there. A guy that understands what it takes to win, what it takes to become better and better every single year. That's something that fired me up, you know, the most about Christian is seeing his progression. People are trying to write him off early in his career, similar to how they try to do the same with me. And the fact that he's gotten better and better every single year just shows that he's putting in the work. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to do it together. If we want to win, we got to do it together. I know he's going to be, you know, trying to out energy me and be on that, but I'm a different breed, so I can't wait.
Hey, Mac, speaking of different breed, this offseason, right after the season, you had the knee procedure done. You got the hand, the thumb procedure done. Last time I saw you had the splint on, I just saw you don't have it on. Where are you in your rehab? You're talking about you were in the facility already when you saw the guys working out today. Where are you in terms of your rehab?
Yeah, you know, me and Baldy talked about it a couple of weeks ago when we did our podcast, The Rush. Go tune into that if you haven't seen it already.
There we go. Yeah.
Little plug. Yeah. But
go check it out.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I'm doing incredible. I started January 22nd, earliest I've ever been in the building. In an off season, I've been getting to it. I'm already back boxing. I'm able to throw this right hand in my training as well. My knee is feeling incredible. I'm able to run in the treadmill, run in the pool. And I'm flying. My cardio is getting there. Back to, you know, like I said, I pride myself on being the best in every category. And I know I'm getting closer to that every single day. So it's been an incredible offseason. I feel great. My knee's feeling great. My hand as well. So, yeah, I got the best team around me. Rick Slate, AJ Nibel, Ricky, my nutritionist, everybody, Alex Guerrero, working on my body 5 times a week. It doesn't stop. And those guys, without them, it wouldn't be possible. And that's what I try to get my guys to do. You know, we got a ton of D linemen. We have almost 10 D linemen in the building already. We've been training for over a month now together and getting after it. So, yeah, we're focused on being the best in the world. And that's what we plan on doing.
Okay. All right.
I love that, Max. I love it. So I got two parts for you on one. You're talking about all these things you're doing with the knee. I hear you bought a new house with a trampoline that's like in the ground. Is this accurate? Are we able to get on this trampoline, or is that Mark Davis saying, no, do not jet on this trampoline?
Yeah, it's pretty safe. You know, I haven't jumped on it for obvious reasons. You know, still coming back, getting closer to 100% with the knee. But yeah, it is an in-ground trampoline, and I've seen my buddies you know, get on it and fly around, and you know, we got a gym, all type of things, but it's a work in progress. You know, we got some work to do on the house, but yeah, it's beautiful, and there's gonna be a lot of, you know, we're gonna have a half field, we're gonna have a full basketball court, a whole gym, and you know, it's gonna be another place where all the guys can get together, and we can you know, just improve and just create that, you know, that tight-knit camaraderie that, you know, is necessary to go out there and you know, win football games.
Max, I feel like these off seasons are becoming more and more important for a team that wants to get where they want to go. You just mentioned the camaraderie, Max, and how important that is. Getting to know your teammates, cutting it up with them, spending time with them, so that when you get on the field, it's nothing more than a locked up brotherhood where literally each guy is pulling each guy, and like almost play to play to play. And I feel that with Antonio. I feel it with you. We felt it. We all felt it across the league down the second half of the season. Like, how important is that to you this offseason with all the new guys, the chemistry, and building that thing now?
Yeah, you know, it's everything. You look at all the best teams in the league. They're a unit. there's no clicks and there's no separation. Obviously, on every team, you're going to have certain guys. You got to pull a little bit harder. You got to push a little bit more. But at the end of the day, if everyone is on the same page and believes in each other and is fighting for each other, you're going to have a better chance to win. That's something I feel like last year, you know, we took a huge step in our D-line group, just being so tight-knit, and that bled through the team. Our D-line, we have dinners every single Thursday. We pick a different location. Somebody's paying for it every week. You know, at the end of the year, there's 18 weeks. So we're running out of places to go to. And we, you know, Devontae obviously has a beautiful house. We call Devontae. We're like, yo, can we host a dinner at your house? And he's like, yeah, come on down. He's like, come on down, bring the guys. So we went to Devontae's. One time we went to Jimmy G's house as well. And, you know, that stuff is important. So we want to bleed that through the whole team. You know, it starts with the guys leading the way. And, you know, I feel like that's something that's super important. It's just being a tight knit group, because in the game, it's a direct translation. If I don't have a real relationship with you, I can't hold you accountable. And they're not going to respect me the same way as if I know your whole family and I know your kids and I know what you like to do on your downtime. It's a different type of relationship. So, like I said, right now we have like 10 guys in the building right now. Tyree's in there, Nesta, all these young guys, Matt Butler's. We're already in the building working together and we're so close, and we'll go smoke cigars together, things like that, and just build our relationships, because on the field it's a direct translation. And when you're on the same page, you don't even have to say anything. It's like a sixth sense and you understand the guy next to you. It just makes everything come together. And that's what we're trying to bleed through the whole entire team and organization. So, yeah, you know, we got work to do. Obviously, it's only March, but we're going in the right direction, and we're very, you know, very confident that we're going to go out there and, you know, make some noise for sure.
Max, I love you talking about that camaraderie aspect of it, because I remember hearing your head coach be very open at the combine saying one of Max's biggest jobs this offseason is to bring Tyree Wilson along. We know the type of rookie season he had. We know the health that he had in coming into his rookie season. When he says that, what does he mean by bring him along? You mentioned the camaraderie side of things, but how do you also bring him along in year two to make sure he's a force opposite of you?
Well, there's a standard. It starts with a standard, and that standard, you don't break it for anything. If you have guys holding, you know, others to that standard, it starts with me. At the end of the day, I gotta hold that standard and upheld it every single day. And that's my responsibility as a captain, as a leader, and as a guy that's a game changer on a daily basis, not just on the field, but on practice and in the weight room. I take a lot of pride in that. So a guy like Tyree, he was hurt. He wasn't able to be with us in OTAs. He missed half a camp, you know, with the injury. So it kind of was a slower process to get him fully ingrained and understand what it takes to be a professional and be a part of our group and a part of something that's bigger than just ourselves. And he came a long way from the beginning. I mean, from week one to week 18 is like night and day. Mm. Baldy was very honest about it. You've seen Baldy make videos of what is he doing? Why is he not ball? And it was real. You know, some people were sensitive about it, but at the end of the day, if you're not held accountable and you don't understand what you have to do and why we're doing it, then you'll never improve. And in this business, it's a production-based business. I don't care how good you look, how big you are, how fast you are in a tracksuit, whatever, in a combine with, you know, tights on. It's what matters. You know, what matters is what you do on a daily basis when you're in that building, when you're in practice, when you're in the weight room, mm-hmm. when you're on the floor. If you're not doing, if all those things aren't right, and you're not going to go out there and be at your best. And Tyree is a guy who wants to be great. He works at it. He's been working at it, and he understands what it takes to do it on a daily basis. And I'm constantly showing him that, and other guys are also doing it. And Tyree is a part of that now. He's a part of our family, and he's going to be a great player in this league. He's a guy that's got all the size, all the ability. It's just about putting it together, and everybody's timeline is different. Some people come right out the gate and have, you know, instant success. Some people it takes 5 years. Some people it takes mm-hmm. 2 years. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you come to the building, it's a fresh start. No matter if you're the number one pick or you're undrafted, the work starts when you get in the building. And Tyree understands that now. He's a great kid. I love being around him. I give him a hard time every single day. I was constantly bothering him. And where are you at? What are you doing? What are you eating? But it's because I care, and I want him to fulfill his full potential like he wants to. So, yeah, you know, I take a lot of responsibility in that.
Max, real quick here, my last question to you. You know, you've had a drastic lifestyle change, and part of that change and the commitment to becoming the best player to ever play that position, what you're doing right now, it kind of started with when you watched The Last Dance of Michael Jordan and how you said, this is how I want to live my life. I want to be this guy. Can you just share, you don't have to go through the whole story, Matt, but can you share a little quickly about what that did to you, you, your wife, and you, really the whole direction of your life?
Yeah. You know, to give you a quick summary, after my second year in the league, that was the first year I got sober. So I had about a year under my belt. I just finished my second year in the league. I was playing through a torn labrum. I had a broken hand and I had to get surgery on both. So right after that second year, the COVID year, I went out to LA, had to get those surgeries. And I was in a hotel with my wife for about 3 days. And we literally sat and watched The Last Dance from start to finish. And I was just sitting there and I was disappointed. I know I took a step back in my second year. I wasn't as good as I was a year, but I watched that. I was so inspired by it that I went back and I'm like, babe, I'm changing everything. I'm going back. I'm going to sit with a nutritionist. I don't care how the food tastes. I want to be the best version and put everything that needs to be put into my body. I'm going to go to the strength staff. I'm going to say, listen, what do I need to do to become the best version of myself? And I put the trust in everybody in that building because I know I made it this far by just the ability I was blessed with and my love for the game, but I didn't have everything else in a row. So after seeing that Last Dance, I was like, why can't I do this? Why am I not in the conversation with TJ Watt? Why am I not in the conversation with Bosa? I should be in that conversation. There's no excuse. And it's been over 3 years now and I've completely changed the outcome of my career. I'm going in a direction that I know I'm supposed to be at because I do it every single day. I'm in there at 6 a.m. in off season every single morning and I'm putting in work and focus on every little detail I could possibly focus on and improving every single day. So that, you know, that inspired me. I got Michael Jordan literally tatted on my torso. Like that's a guy that I aspire to be like, because he wasn't the man at one point. He had to go through, he got cut in high school and went through everything he went through just by being ultra dialed in every single way and having the mindset that nobody's going to stop me unless it's me. And you got to face the man in the mirror every single day. And that's the way you become the best version of yourself. So for me, you know, he inspired me in so many ways. And ironically, I just, you know, it's about to get announced, but I just signed with Jordan as well. So it's a full circle moment and, you know, blessing. And I'm super fired up, man. And I know I'm not at my best yet. That's what motivates me every day. I know where I'm going. I plan on being the best to ever do it. And, you know, it's a one day at a time process.
Max, I'm just getting totally inspired by like just hearing that. You know, that story is amazing. Congrats on the deal with Brand Jordan. And, you know, one thing, I know you launched the Max Crosby Foundation this year as well. Your inaugural foundation dinner is Thursday night. I want to say, isn't it at like the UFC headquarters out there in Vegas? Tell us a little bit about your foundation and why you felt now was the right time to launch it to help improve the lives of so many other folks.
Yeah, it's everything to me. I know how many people helped me when I was at my lowest. And that's what I want to do is give back to others. I just celebrated my 4 years of sobriety this past weekend. I had all the people that have helped me the most in that room that have understood what I had to go through to be where I'm at. And it was one of the coolest moments I've had. So this foundation is focused on, you know, teen substance abuse. And also animal rescue, something that, you know, hits close home with me. I got 3 pit bulls, 2 rescues, my own. So it's something I really care about. And, you know, the UFC Apex, we're going to be having that dinner on Thursday night, which is tonight. And Dana White is a super, super close friend of mine, a dude who's took me under his wing since I got out here in Vegas. So he opened up his house for me. He's going to be there as well. And, you know, a lot of great people. So we're super fired up for it. And we're going to be, you know, cashing some checks, handing out, you know, some donations and doing a lot of things in the community here in Las Vegas and also in Michigan and Texas and other places around the country as well. So, yeah, it means a lot to me. It's everything. And I feel like this, you know, everything is about timing in life and you can't rush to anything. And also you don't want to wait too long either. You know, for me, I wanted to do it the right way. I want to have the right people behind me. And like I said, like we talked about before the show, Bird is incredible. He's running the show and my wife as well is helping out a ton. So I got a bunch of great people and a great team around me to go out there and maximize this opportunity to help others. So we're super fired up about it.
Well done. Well done, brother.
I love it. I love it, Max. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. You guys can see at the bottom of the screen, maxcrosbyfoundation.org. And it's just the start of that, but it's not the start of what you've been doing, giving back. I remember last time I saw you in person, it was on the field at the Super Bowl, you being honored as the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Las Vegas Raiders. So, Max, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the dinner. If you got three extra spots, I know there's a lot of flights to Vegas for all three of us. Maybe we can get there in time. I don't know. You know, maybe three of us can join you. Appreciate you joining the show, though, buddy. Thanks so much, Max.
Appreciate you, Max.
Hey, man. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. Appreciate it.
That's a wrap for the Lead Block presented by T-Mobile for Business. Sports as fast as football deserve America's fastest 5G network. Businesses go further with T-Mobile for Business.
Coming up on the NFL Report, a guy that Max might be chasing down. Which quarterback will it be for the New York Football Giants? Could it be Daniel Jones? Could it be Drew Locke? We'll find out from Mike Garofolo next on the NFL Report.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it just feels so good to have the NFL Reports, NFL Insider, Mike Garofolo back. Mike, thank you for joining us. And I just have to start with this. How many hours have you slept in the last, from Sunday to we're taping on Thursday now?
You know, there's real journalism happening out there about many important things. I don't want to make it sound. Here's what I love, though. It's over quickly. Like when I work out, I'd rather do the sprints.
That's the point.
I'd rather do the sprints than the long distance running. Like, I really feel for the baseball writers. Blake Snell, has he even signed yet? Like, this is a 6 month or four, November, December, January. It's like a 4 month process. And they're just like on alert at all times for four. Like, ours is a blitz, but it's done in like 3 to 4 days. We're already winding down.
So, to that point, Mike G, we've seen a lot of things. We saw backup quarterbacks come off the board, we saw guards come off the board. But then some of the off-ball linebackers, and this is always just such an intriguing position, how teams value them. But this has really been kind of a trickle with some of these guys, Patrick Queen, Frankie Louvu. You know, some of these guys got multi-year deals. But what about that market and the pacing of it and why there really it hasn't been so much, a lot of big money spent there, I should say?
I don't know because, you know, Zaire Franklin did an extension before free agency and it came in just north of $10 million per year. And I actually was expecting a bunch of, because there's nothing agents love more than tearing down other agents' deals, right? And I was expecting a flood of texts to be like, oh, God, awful deal, blah, blah, because, you know, whether it's not that I'm comparing him to these guys, but Shaq Leonard, CJ Mosley is the one who really blew the top off the market the 1 year, got up to 17. So it's been 17, Roquan Smith and Leonard around 18, 19, 20. And these guys are now like, it's, and so I checked in with a couple agents. I'm like, hey, this deal here, and they're like, no, it's a good deal. These guys are not going to get paid what they used to get paid. And I don't know why this market settled back down. And, you know, Patrick Queen paced the market for some of these linebackers, and he's at, you know, $11 million per year, I want to say, or a little higher than that, maybe 12, somewhere in that area. And it's only the Steelers only structure it, they guarantee the first year, so it's not a high guarantee or any of this stuff. So the off-the-ball linebackers, some teams really pouring resources into it, and then this market, for whatever reason, and sometimes, by the way, when I see that, I go, oh, must be a strong draft class at a certain position, which it's not a strong running back class, which is why those guys got paid. But yeah, that kind of surprised me that market kind of settled back down again.
I kind of want to stay there, Mike, because I look at the four teams that were left at the end of this past season, and all of them had really good linebacker corps. And I remember having a conversation in Baltimore in the locker room with Steve Spagnuolo saying, my defense just doesn't work without a linebacker like Nick Bolton running it in the middle of my defense. This is kind of a copycat league. Why aren't people seeing that as one of the best defenses out there, starting to value this position in terms of dollars when it's valued in terms of player? Why doesn't it add up in certain positions like this?
Well, I'm guessing that Nick Bolton's agent is hearing this and saying, okay, let's hope that, well, maybe you hope
we spoke a little Spags while ago, goes actually,
and, maybe Spags goes and gets a head coaching job, and that's the guy that he'll pay when he's a free agent to get over there. Or maybe Spags is still in Kansas City and say, hey, you know how important he is to your defense? Don't forget about that. So, you know, some teams are going to value it. Some teams are going to say that this is what we do. When the Ravens did the whole thing with Roquan, it was because the Bears at the time weren't willing to invest that kind of money in an off-the-ball linebacker, and the Ravens did. And I do remember a GM that I pretty much respect and have a good opinion for what he does. It's just like, you can't pour that kind of money into that position. They did. It's their philosophy. It fits what they do. You got to pay what fits your franchise and your coaching scheme at the time.
Well, I'll tell you, one position, again, that falls in line with that is safeties. You have some teams who really value the safety position, especially now that most teams are playing, more and more teams are playing a three safety thing. And then others, like this year, that's not the case. So the Bills basically cut, you know, their safety squad three deep and let those guys hit the market. Now the safety market is still rather saturated, Mike.
Yeah, and some of these guys who did get paid on the market, the free agent market, I think we're expecting some higher deals than they actually got. You know, Xavier McKinney did well.
Yes.
Kyle Duggar with the Patriots was an interesting one because I think the rest of the league got the impression that no matter what they offer Duggar, the Patriots are going to match it. And that's why they put the transition tag on him at around $13 million and change. My understanding is they were trying to get a deal done at 13. So at this point, if you're Duggar, you know, maybe you sign the tag. You could even play on it if you want, because a lot of times these markets – and the defensive tackle market is one of them. There are certain guys now that are starting to get paid after they did smaller deals, shorter deals, and all of a sudden they come up and it's like, wait a minute, this guy only got three a couple of years ago. Well, you know what? He's healthy. He produced. And all of a sudden teams are putting more money into that right now. And those guys are getting paid. Sheldon Rankin's got a huge deal. He's climbed the ladder as he's gone along with regard to how much money he's got. Now, he was coming off an Achilles the first time, and he is coming off, I believe, six sacks this year. So it's a lot of times about the timing and what's happening in the market at your position.
Yeah, and we know there's not a whole lot of defensive tackles coming out of this draft, at least from who I'm talking to. Doesn't think it's the deepest draft in that sense. That probably helps guys like Sheldon Rankin's out there. And you're sitting there in Hoboken, Mike. I have to ask you about one of my favorite guys in the league, Drew Lock, coming to the New York Football Giants. Was that one of the ones that kind of surprised you a little bit going, well, this is a guy that maybe has a chance week one to be their starter after kind of getting his career back together in Seattle?
Yeah, it was not on my radar at all. In fact, I had had people say, if Andy Dalton gets moved from Carolina, which the indications are that's not going to happen at this point. I don't know if it ever was in the cards. I know they value him highly. Look for Drew Lock to head to Carolina because of the connection with Dave Canales and all that stuff and the you know, whatever. When it happened, I was kind of surprised at the team. But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? Drew Lock played well that Monday night game where he came in for Geno Smith right off the bench and played well. A lot of times, how do you get signed by a team and paid good money by a team? Play well against them the previous season. That's what happened with Drew Lock. And I also did expect the Giants at some point to add a veteran option. And it doesn't preclude, you're seeing that, sixth pick in the draft right there on your screen. It doesn't preclude them from taking a quarterback in the draft, and it doesn't preclude them from starting Daniel Jones week one. I mean, it sort of semi-resembles the Eagles situation back when they took Carson Wentz. They had Sam Bradford, then they went out and signed Chase Daniel, and then they drafted Carson Wentz, and then they wound up trading Bradford right before the start of the season when Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. Not saying that Daniel Jones would be a hot commodity, but potentially you could do something like that if it gets to that point. So the Giants with that sixth pick, if they stay at six, or if they potentially move up, I'm still looking at them as a possible quarterback situation.
Yeah, it would seem odd if they don't address it with Daniel Jones' injuries, and you just don't know what he's going to do, you know, after this year. If they don't address it, and all of a sudden they get caught next year in a bad situation.
And also, think about it in terms of this, right? You do that, and now you don't need to do it. So maybe it's a little bit of playing cat and mouse with teams when it comes to the draft. They'll say, oh, well, a Giant signed a guy. Like, no, that still allows you then to explore trades because, A, you're not desperate for it. You can have a fallback situation. And, B, they don't think that you're necessarily about to jump up and bite.
Right. Hey, Mike G, really good stuff. I mean, I love talking about some off-topic stuff after a great start of the week. Really appreciate what you, Ian, and Tom do for our franchise. Well done. Now go get some rest. And now coming up after the break, we're going to talk Washington Commanders. I said early on, this is going to be one of the busiest teams this offseason. We're going to be joined by the Washington Post beat writer, Nikki Javala, to talk about all of the moves Dan Quinn and this new regime have made in the nation's capital.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back at the NFL Report. Steve White, James Palmer, and now we're joined by Nikki Javala, the Commanders beat writer for the Washington Post, one of my former stomping grounds back in my writing days. And Nikki, earlier on Thursday, the Commanders made a trade which seems to kind of clear the path for them even more to draft a quarterback with a second overall pick, sending quarterback Sam Howell and a fourth and sixth round draft pick to Seattle, and they get back a third and a fifth. What about that move?
Yeah, I mean, they now have six picks on the top 100. They had five previously. They began free agency with the most salary cap space. They've signed the most veteran free agents. So they are loaded to continue their roster overhaul. They're also loaded going into the draft. It gives them some flexibility. If they want to cut another deal and try to move up, you need a partner to do that. But, you know, if they want to give it a try, they certainly have enough ammunition to do so. But it also just helps them fill out the roster and really, you know, make a move and try to get a younger quarterback, which seemed likely when they signed Marcus Mariota, a guy you would think comes on to either, you know, be a backup and mentor a younger guy or step in to start early if necessary.
And let's stick with that quarterback spot. Nikki, you talk about the young guy they're picking. You mentioned all of them, but the first one they have is number two overall. Does this move make you feel like number two is 100% a quarterback, or do you see them moving out of that spot at all, given the fact that everybody just assumes they're really starting the draft at two.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think they have to take a quarterback no matter what. The question is, will they take it at two, or would they try to trade back and try to get, you know, one of those second, third tier guys and try to continue to fill out the roster and maybe grab, you know, a tackle later on. So, yeah, I mean, it still feels like number two, you go and grab the guy you want there. Especially again, with bringing in Mariota, you have that veteran, that sort of that mentor type that can back him up. But we'll see. I mean, they've done a lot in really 4 days of the open negotiating period of free agency. So I don't think they're anywhere close to done. I don't even think they've come close to denting their cap space. I mean, you just had so much. So I think anything is fair game going into the draft.
Yeah, it's interesting, Nikki. You know, you talk about, we'll see if they trade back. I think the guy they just traded away is a prime example of what happens when you have an opportunity to draft a quarterback high and don't. So yeah. To that note, the new offensive coordinators, Cliff Kingsbury, former Arizona Cardinals head coach, Coach Kyler Murray, Coach Caleb Williams last year at USC, we're expecting Caleb Williams to be the first overall draft pick of the Chicago Bears. However, do you think with all the moves we've seen Adam Peters and Martin Mayhew in that front office make with the Commanders, they may be aggressive in trying to bring Caleb home to the DMV?
I would not rule out anything. I learned that lesson a long time ago in Washington. I will not rule out anything. I will say, though, based on their approach so far, it does feel like they're being very methodical about completely rebuilding this roster. I mean, they resigned only three guys from, you know, last year that were free agents. They have completely overhauled it. Their approach is to bring in veterans who can mentor and develop and kind of lay the foundation and really use the draft to build the core of this roster. So would they trade up? Maybe, but they've also said many times they don't want to mortgage their future to one player. And if that means giving up a haul of draft picks, that would certainly, in my mind, count as mortgaging the future. But, you know, if they feel strongly enough about a guy and Chicago is willing, you know, I, again, wouldn't rule anything out.
I love it. I love it. Do you feel like, Nikki, there's a sense at all that there's somebody that's just a front runner in your opinion at the quarterback position in this draft that you just feel like fits what they're looking for maybe more than somebody else? I know it's early.
Yeah, and I feel like there's like it's split debate, especially locally between the Jaden Daniels and Drake May. If they stick at two and you assume Caleb Williams is going one, I think it's interesting to me that, you know, some are fully convinced that it's going to be Jaden Daniels, especially now with Marcus Mariota on board, because his style is more like Jaden Williams. So, you know, I do think if I had to guess now, I'm leaning more toward Jaden. But I also think that could change, you know, as they go through pro days, as they bring him in for top 30s, possibly have private workouts, they're going to get to know these guys even more. So I'm leaning toward, you know, Jaden Daniels, but we'll see.
Well, James knows I'm leaning towards Jaden too, because quarterbacks in Cliff Kingsbury's offense have to be on the hop, because a lot of times there's a free runner. There's a free runner coming at that quarterback going back to the days of Texas Tech. So, but again, he's grown. You know, he knows how to coach this NFL game now. He's not going to get his quarterback killed. Here's a question, and I just don't know if you had enough time to decipher it, but do you think, you know, and seeing these moves, right, the fact that Dan Quinn coached against this group of guys for the past couple of years, twice a year, and got to see what's there, do you think that has gone a lot into the thinking of the shaping of this roster? Like, oh, we destroyed that guy. We can't have him here. Or this guy's really good. We want to keep him in the mix.
I think in part, I mean, Dan has said that, you know, every stop in the past has helped him kind of get to where he is. And the fact that he knows what he likes more, he knows what he doesn't like. I mean, they did bring in guys who are very familiar to a number of guys on staff. You know, Austin Ekeler with Anthony Lynn, Zach Ertz with Cliff Kingsbury. You got a couple former Cowboys players, former 49ers for Adam Peters, a former Lions player for Lance Newmark, the assistant GM. But you know, I think he has really evolved his defense, and he's one of the few that actually say we're going to tailor it to our personnel and actually does that. So, yeah, I think there have been players and opponents in the past that have influenced, you know, the way he approaches this and the way he's doing it in, you know, his second chance to be a head coach.
I love it. Nikki, it also feels like as we say goodbye here, I want to put this into your, you know, just your quick thought. Am I right to say that a lot of these free agent signings that they've made, culture is a big part of it? If you look at the type of guys that they are, just
yes,
very quickly.
Huge. Yep. It's huge. Okay. I mean, they have to redo everything in Washington. So, yes.
Well said. They do have to redo everything in Washington. This is not a four-year
term.
Nikki
Jamal on that. This is an immediate cycle. They have to redo everything in Washington.
Absolutely. Hey, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the latest on the news and all the quarterback talk here at the NFL Report. Coming up, we got Brian Baldinger. Oh, he's back. And we're talking AFC South.
Baldy.
Oh, this NFL Report. We can't get enough of Baldy. Roll the tape, LC.
No, you cannot.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right.
You want a bombshell?
Lay it out, brother.
You want a bombshell, Rhett?
Let's have one.
Here we go. Sources say the Tennessee Titans are signing Jaguar star receiver Calvin Ridley. Ooh. Listen to this massive deal. 4 years, $92 million for Calvin Ridley, $50 million fully guaranteed in this deal, negotiated by David Mulugeta and Reza Azam of Athletes First. Calvin Ridley turns 30 this season. 30, and he gets a massive, massive deal from the Titans. Everyone has been assuming, I think this whole time, that it was going to be the Jaguars, it was going to be the Patriots. No, no, it is the Tennessee Titans quietly lurking, working, and now landing a top free agent receiver, a massive, massive move for the Titans. This is the NFL Report. That was Ian Rappaport on Free Agent Frenzy on Wednesday. Breaking that news about Calvin Ridley, James Palmer, Brian Baldinger back here. Baldy, you saw the move by Calvin Ridley, one of many by the Tennessee Titans. So let's focus on the AFC South, and let's start right there, Baldy, with the moves that the Titans made and the direction that they're headed in.
Well, I mean, all these teams in the AFC South are led by top-flight quarterbacks picked, you know, at the top of the draft. You know, whether it's Anthony Richardson, you know, CJ last year, Rookie of the Year, you know, all the way to Trevor. So, you know, and then Will Levis. So you make the selection, you identify your franchise quarterback, and then you just never stop building around that franchise quarterback to give him every opportunity to be successful. And so here comes Calvin Ridley. Kind of caught me off guard. I think it caught a lot of other people off guard, just not just where he went, but the amount of money they committed to Calvin Ridley. And Steve, we all, you know, followed him from his days when he was first drafted by Atlanta. I mean, it was pretty clear that he became the number one receiver in Atlanta. He was the number one wide receiver in Jacksonville a year ago. And now he's going to get that opportunity along with DeAndre Hopkins to kind of fill that role with Will Levis as they try to build this thing and kind of compete with what we saw the Houston Texans do a year ago.
Yeah, but it's no longer just handed off to Derrick Henry with the Tennessee Titans anymore. And you look, they get Lloyd Cushenberry to protect him in front. And you also get Tony Pollard to surround Will Levis. Let's go, as you mentioned, C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. I love what this team did, Baldy, in the offseason so far with what they've done in free agency. I think Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. could be the best edge duo in football, possibly. But also the other moves on the defensive side of the ball. Not huge, massive deals, but they create more depth as a group for D'Amico Ryans. What's your take on what Nick Caserio has done in this offseason?
Well, I thought Nick Caserio struck gold last year, both in the draft and in free agency, whether it was Dalton Schultz or any of the linebackers or Malik Collins, all the guys they signed up front. But you look at just that, the guys on the screen right now, and you look at Foley Fatukasi, all right? You got yourself just a space eater. You got D'Amico Autry to win inside or outside. I mean, he's a 10-sack guy just – mm-hmm. if he stays anywhere near healthy. And then you get Danielle Hunter. Look, we all like Jonathan Greenard. We all saw the development that he had in the year that he put together mm-hmm. in the first 4 years starting. Okay. Well, they upgraded from Greenard when they went and got Danielle Hunter. And let's face it, Danielle Hunter is from Katy, Texas. He's a Houston kid. He could have taken mm-hmm. more money in other places. He wanted to go to Houston. It's the destination. You know, D'Amico Ryans has this aura about him. Players want to play for D'Amico.
Yep.
He knows that. Like, I just like coaches that are active, they're responsive, they're in guys' ears, they're picking them up. I think we all saw that from D'Amico a year ago, and boy, they're building something, I think, pretty special in Houston right now.
Baldy, we only got about 90 seconds, so let's mm-hmm. combo the Jags and the Colts. The Colts basically just re-signed everybody who was a free agent on their yep. team, whereas the Jags, they got out first, and they made a trade for Mac Jones to back up Trevor Lawrence.
Mm. Well, I mean, if you just look at, yes, Indianapolis, they brought in Flacco to really kind of help mentor, you know, the young quarterback, Anthony Richardson, which is a good move. But, you know, you look at Grover Stewart and Tyquan Lewis and Kenny Moore and Pittman and Zaire Franklin. Those are all re-signings. They're all really good players. So that's good. And then, look, Jacksonville had this collapse last year that nobody saw coming. We saw a quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. Maybe it was injury related, but suddenly he didn't look like he was on the same trajectory that we saw the first 2 years. And so I got to see what Jacksonville does to kind of bounce back and get back on top. And if they have what it takes to get back on top, because I think the momentum is going in other places in the AFC South right now.
Yeah, Baldy, I mean, a bad collapse by Jacksonville. It's going to show some mental stomach for them to kind of build themselves back up. Baldy, we appreciate the conversation. Always, everything. Thanks for joining us for that great Max Crosby interview as well. Now, the NFL Report. We will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on TV, on streaming.
As we look good,
on the
Steve.
NFL channel. And as a podcast, and guess what? Where the hits don't stop coming, as Commanders head coach Dan Quinn is going to join JP and I on Monday. So this is what we give you at the NFL Report. We give you the great interviews, we give you the real talk, and we give you Baldy. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Again, check us out on Monday.
I miss Baldy.
Sure to
I'm not gonna lie, I missed
the podcast.
I missed Baldy. I missed him.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.